And now we turn to our Pierre-Joseph Proudhon reading of What is Property? Recap from last week. All at once a man appeared, calling himself the Word of God. This man, the Word of God, was denounced and arrested as a public enemy by the priests and the lawyers, who well understood how to induce the people to demand his death. But this judicial murder, though it put the finishing stroke to their crimes, did not destroy the doctrinal seeds which the Word of God had sown. The new religion at that time, nevertheless, had by no means borne all its fruits. There was a perceptible improvement of the public morals and a partial release from oppression, but other than that, the seeds sown by the Son of Man, having fallen into idolatrous hearts, had produced nothing save innumerable discords and a quasi-poetical mythology. Instead of developing into their practical consequences, which is what Prince is here to help us with, instead of developing, and which is why when people say that they worship Jesus, you have to hear they are trying to corral us once again into containment. Because the principles of Jesus, he was not about worship me, he was about be free. Claim the earth as your own. Claim your bodies as your own. The same message as Prince. He was an evolutionary, as is Prince. He is not about creating another idol to worship while our lives continue on as before in chains. No, the whole point of their sacrifice is our freedom so that we can be as powerful as them. The savoir faire. No one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now, and you are mine, and together we love through all space and time. So don't cry. One day all seven will die. So the point is to develop the principles of morality and government taught by the Word of God. Instead of developing the practical consequences, his followers busied themselves in speculations as to his birth, his origin, his person, his actions. They discussed his parables. And from the conflict of the most extravagant opinions upon unanswerable questions and texts, which no one understood, was born theology, which may be defined as the science of the infinitely absurd. The truth of Christianity did not survive the age of the apostles. The gospel, commented upon and symbolized by the Greeks and Latins, loaded with pagan fables, became literally a mass of contradictions. And to this day, the reign of the infallible church has been a long era of darkness. I am yours now, and you are mine, and together we love through all space and time. So don't cry. One day all seven will die.
And we will see a plague and a river of blood. Every evil soul shall die in spite of tears, but do not fear, for in the distance 12
said that the gates of hell will not always prevail, that the word of God will return, and that one day, and I'm going to repeat this because I believe this is that day, we can wait for no other. It is said that the gates of hell will not always prevail, that the word of God will return, and that one day men will know truth and justice.